Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and this is day 10 in our 40 days of seeking Him from our Seeking His Face and His Heart devotional. Repent so you can be restored. Joel 2:12-17. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and with weeping and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and He relents over disaster. Who knows whether He will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind Him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly. Gather the people, consecrate the congregation. Assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room, and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? So here we see the prophet calling for, again, congregational repentance, calling the whole congregation of Israel to repentance, and he is calling the whole body of Messiah as well as grafted in people to the olive tree of Israel for repentance from turning away from him and his ways. Deuteronomy 4:29-30. But from there you shall seek Adonai your God, and you will find him, when you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. When you are in distress and all these things have come on you in the latter days, you will return to Adonai your God and listen to his voice. 1 Samuel 7:3. Then Samuel spoke to the whole house of Israel, saying, if you are returning to Adonai with all your heart, then remove the foreign gods and the Asherah from among you. Direct your hearts to Adonai and serve him only. Then he will deliver you from the hand of the Philistines. 1 Kings 8:47-49. Yet if they take it to it in the heart of the land which they have been carried captive, and they repent and make supplications to you in the land of their captors, saying, we have sinned, we have committed iniquity, we have acted wickedly, and they return to you with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies who carried them exile, and pray to you toward their land that you gave them to their fathers, that the city that you have chosen and the house which I have built for your name, then hear their prayer, their supplication in heaven, and your dwelling place maintain their cause. And again, Hebrew, that word return is shuv, to return back to the ways of Yahweh, his word. 2 Chronicles 6:38-39. And they return to you with all their heart and soul in the land of their captivity where they were taken captive. And they pray toward their land which you gave to their fathers, and the city which you have given your chosen, and toward the house which I have built for your name. Then may you hear from heaven, your dwelling place, their prayer and their petitions, and behold their cause, and forgive your people who have sinned against you. 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. If I shut up the heavens and there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, when my people, over whom my name is called, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Isaiah 55:6-7. Seek Adonai while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous one his thoughts. Let him turn to Adonai so he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Jeremiah 4:1. If you shall return, O Israel, return to me, declares Adonai. If you will put your detestable things out of my sight, then you will not waver. Jeremiah 29:12-13. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you will search for me with all your heart. Lamentations 3, 40-41. Let us examine and test our ways, and let us return to Adonai. Let us lift up our heart and hands to God in heaven. Hosea 6:1. Come, let us return to Adonai, for he has torn, but he will heal us. He has smitten, but he will bind us up. Zechariah 1:3-4. Therefore tell them, thus says Adonai Zevaot, return to me. It is a declaration of Adonai Zevaot, and I will return to you, says Adonai Zevaot. Do not be like your fathers, to whom the former prophets cried out, saying, thus says Adonai Zevaot, turn back from your evil ways and from your evil deeds. But they did not listen or pay attention to me. It is a declaration of Adonai. Acts 26:20. Rather, I kept declaring, first to those in Damascus, and then Jerusalem, and throughout all the region of Judea, and also the Gentiles, that they should repent and return to God, performing deeds consistent with that repentance. Father, forgive us of, in some ways, Father, or many ways, turning away from you, putting other things before you. Ruach HaKodesh, we ask that you shine your light upon us and show us areas where we need to make teshuvah. Return back to you, Father, with our whole heart, because you want our whole heart. And we thank you, Father, for your forgiveness and your mercy. In Yeshua's name, amen.